You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Humor me. No, I haven't given up my day job and turned to stand-up comedy. In medieval physiology, the body was believed to possess four elemental fluids, or humors: blood, phlegm, black, and yellow bile. Modern science has found a remarkable way of using one of the body's humors, blood, to assist in healing itself. Now, if you own a dog, it may be the 1 in 5 adult canines that suffers from the pain of osteoarthritis. It can become debilitating over time, robbing it of the quality and quantity of life you know it deserves. It can also adversely impact your wallet. My guest is veterinarian Dr. Jeffrey Schaefer. He is the director of Paul Animal Health. We're going to discuss the use of your own dog's blood to improve mobility and the enjoyment of life. And that's not a joke. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more, and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List. Who you can trust.
Go to AngiesList.com/best and get 25% off any subscription. That's AngiesList.com/best. B-E-S-T.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Schaefer, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Now, I have to admit, I try to stay up in my journals, and I read and go on the internet, and honestly, I had not heard of using your type of therapy in dogs. One of the ways I heard about it, knew a little bit about this, is my hospital manager has a horse, and the horse recently had a tendon injury and was having some platelet-rich plasma therapy being done. I said, what's that? So this is something that's not new. Tell me a little bit about cell therapy. What is it?
Well, cell therapy is a very new, revolutionary way of looking at medicine. The concept of cell therapy is you take a biological material, and what we're talking about today is blood, and you take that from the patient, you process it in some way, And then that same material becomes the therapeutic for the patient. So you give it back to them. So as you said, we've heard of stem cell therapy, which is one example of cell therapy, and that's gaining recognition. Platelet therapy, we see a lot in sports medicine. We've heard about Tiger Woods. We've heard about other sports athletes getting this type of therapy. And now we've developed this. It's a natural. It's a safe. It's also quite economical. And it's a system of giving it back to the dogs.
Now, first of all, define for some of the listeners that may not know, what are platelets? I typically think of trying to protect my health now that I'm becoming mature myself and taking my little baby aspirin every day to keep the platelets from running into each other and causing issues. So what is a platelet? Why are they actually good when it seems like so many times we're trying to keep them from sticking?
Well, a lot of people know that platelets are part of the components of blood, but they also are promote clotting. You know, when you cut yourself, that's when we want them to stick. But also platelets in this type of therapy is that they have a variety of growth factors. These growth factors are granules within the platelets, and those are the ones that actually help healing and induce tissue regeneration. So it has nothing to do with the sticking, but more of the granules release that actually helps in this particular case of osteoarthritis.
Now, you've mentioned that people may have heard about using platelet-rich plasma in human sports medicine. How long has this been something that people are doing for themselves, and how long have we been using it for animals?
Well, that's a good question. The platelet therapy has been used quite a bit in humans. Dentists started this quite a few years ago. And we've been using this probably now for 3 to 4 years, as you had mentioned, in horses, because you could actually fix ligament damage, tendon damage, by injecting these platelets within something known as a core lesion. Like this, there's a hole, you fill it up with this, and instead of getting scar tissue, you are getting the original tissue back. So we've had quite a bit of success in horses with this particular methodology.
Now, I've had somebody on the show in the past who's spoken about stem cells, and I've used stem cell therapy in my own practice for joint issues and also a dog who had a very unique skin issue, and it's helping there. Now, stem cells regenerate into a particular type of cell or have growth factors. How do these platelets work, and how is it different? Is one better than the other, stem cell versus platelet?
That's another good question, because those are questions. Regenerative medicine and cell therapy is kind of new. So which therapy is better? Is it stem cells or platelets? That's what we're trying to investigate presently. Platelet therapy is easier. You're using the animal's own blood and you're giving it right back to them. And that is quite simple. And those are the granules that are released from the platelets. But there is also a chemotactic effect. It calls on the animals' stem cells to go to those particular site. So that way, they actually are calling on the body's own stem cells rather than giving some other type as an injection. Stem cell therapy aids in the regenerative process by causing new particular tissue being formed, and platelet therapy helps in the regenerative tissue, granulation tissue of that particular site.
So indications for this platelet-rich plasma therapy, is it just going to be tendon issues? Or why would a veterinarian say, you know, I think your dog needs this therapy?
Well, it's tendon ligaments. We've seen the results in horses and animals now because of this clinical study that we've done with osteoarthritis, which is a chronic disease where it debilitates it. This actually helps in the suffering and the pain condition, and it decreases the amount of osteoarthritis over progression of time. So right now, in many instances, we're finding out what is the best application of platelet therapy and what we can be using. That we're actually investigating further, but our clinical study actually shows how it did help in these dogs.
Now, I know typically for osteoarthritis, when a pet comes in to me and sometimes it's, hopefully I'm catching this in the early stage, building up a relationship with that pet owner, you know, watching it, knowing that pet, going, right. You know, it just doesn't seem to be getting up as quickly. Do you think it's in pain? Oh, no, it's not in pain, doc. And then many times what I'll have to offer is, all right, here, let's try a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. I tell people it's kind of like doggy ibuprofen, though we can't give our own ibuprofen to a dog.
Right.
And I always have to warn them, there are side effects.
Side effects
to this medication. It could be vomiting, diarrhea, it can be stomach ulcers in the worst case scenario. How safe is using stem cells, and what are some of the maybe disadvantages?
That's a very good point. And we're talking about platelet therapy. What happens is that, as you said, when it comes in and the dog has osteoarthritis, many of the treatments, you know, you look at the dog and you see that it's overweight. You say, okay, let's try to get the weight down. Let's try exercise. Then you could administer or you could try some of the nutraceuticals. And as you said, the NSAIDs or the anti-inflammatory drugs you could give. But this particular therapy is now, you're treating, which is important, you're treating the condition rather than just the symptoms. That's a big difference. When you're taking those ibuprofens and you're taking those NSAIDs, then you're treating those symptoms because it is the pain. You're not slowing down the condition that's causing those symptoms. So this particular therapy is a now new cell therapy as an alternative. And in conjunction, you can actually use it in conjunction with those traditional methods. But what happens is this could probably accelerate the healing or lead to a longer-term relief than the NSAIDs. And as you said, you have these adverse reactions. You don't have any of these adverse reactions because you're using the animal's own blood. So there is no immune reaction, and it's not a drug.
That sounds wonderful. Now, when we're using some of these therapies, and I'll always tell people, I cannot cure arthritis. Mm-hmm. I can try to control it and slow down the progression. What is this platelet therapy doing? Is it slowing it down? Is it reversing some of the changes? How is it working?
It's actually, it's accelerating the healing. You know, when you have the bone against bone, it's preventing more of the degeneration that's happening. So it's slowing down, and it actually, because it's calling on some of the stem cells of the body, it can lead to a longer relief and less degeneration. So it does slow down that process.
One of the concerns I have, because I, again, have used stem cell therapy along with, I'm so glad you mentioned the weight loss that is important, because it seems
absolutely
this vicious cycle that goes on of, okay, I hurt, so I'm not going to move. I'm not moving, but my parents still love me, so they're giving me dog food and treats. So I'm laying there and I'm gaining weight, and then it hurts more for me to get up.
Uh-huh.
So when you're using this platelet therapy, I can still use these other modalities of weight loss, etc. It almost seems too good to be true. Does it kick in pretty quickly? Because I can say, here, I can give you a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and probably in a day or two, you should see some improvement. What's the turnaround time for doing a therapy and seeing your pet going, hey, I can move a little bit better now?
Well, you know what? The effect has been varied. It also depends upon the animal and what, you know, how bad the case is, how old the animal is. But we've seen improvement in days. This is a single injection into the dog, and we've seen improvement in days, but we've seen improvement in 2 weeks after the treatment. Some of the animals have actually improved the very next day, because if you're injecting into a joint, you're actually creating a cushioning, and the animal feels good already. It's not that bone against bone. And then by the time that cushioning wears off, then the effect of the treatment wears in, the granules are released, and then you have the result that the animal feels so much better, and it's slowing down the process. So it does vary, but as you said, you could see different time relapses. It can happen in the next day, 2 weeks, and it also lasts a long time.
Now, I know this is fairly new, so time-wise, can we say 6 months lasting long, a year, 6 years? What have your studies shown so far?
Studies show so far is that we've gone up until 3 months after, but we have followed several animals, and it has lasted about a year. Funny enough, one of the animals that we've treated was doing so great. And I mean, it was lasted over 6.5 months. This animal fell off its deck and broke its leg. That has nothing to do with the CPET treatment, but it did last a very long time. It was at least 6 months until the animal hurt himself. So it depends upon, you know, the animal's lifestyle. But we have seen, and we do follow up with this treatment, and we've seen evidence that it even lasts up to a year.
You mentioned, and it's, wow, it seems fantastic, that you give this therapy same day, following day, or shortly thereafter. It's feeling better. Are there any adverse side effects to doing this treatment right away? Are there any drawbacks to it?
No. We've done probably over 3,000 horses and have not seen any adverse reaction. And we have done many, many dogs for the study and for studies outside of the clinical study, and we have not seen any adverse reactions. It's so very safe, and it really does make sense, because people know that when you give a transplant and it's someone else's tissue part or anyone else's, and you get a transfusion, you can have a reaction. This is done by the dog's own blood, so there is no reaction, and there's no immune reaction and no danger whatsoever.
We're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Schaefer. He is the director of Paul Animal Health, and talking about platelet-rich plasma and how it's helping dogs with osteoarthritis. We're going to be right back after this short break and find more about this great new therapy. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Welcome to Sassy Seniors, a show about our fabulous older dogs and cats. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson. You know, I wanted to create a show to really showcase our senior pets. And, you know, as the human population ages and lives longer, of course, so are our wonderful pets. But many of us with aging pets, it's so interesting. We have a tough time realizing or really admitting that they are seniors. So, in a way, I kind of like to think of our senior pets as wise puppies. What do you think about that? Be sure to join us for another edition of Sassy Seniors. And remember, celebrate your senior pets.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Schaefer, now this sounds wonderful. Again, I've used stem cells and having to harvest the fat that the stem cells are isolated from. Mm-hmm. One particular pet really had some post-surgical complications. It came out finally fine. It was probably more my surgical technique and the dog's happy attitude where we had some issues with the incision line itself, but everything was fine. Dog did well. Now, for this therapy, all I need to do is take some blood?
Let me explain the technology. You take a certain amount of blood from the animal and you put it into a syringe that you then put it within to this filtration device. And what's good about that is all you need is this system. All you need is a someplace in the office, somewhere in the clinic, a hook to put this because it's just by gravity prone. You don't even need a countertop. It's so easy. So you add the blood to the top bag, open up the clamps, let it flow through the filter, and actually it works very well because you don't have to stand there and watch it. While it's filtering, you then pay attention to the dog, prep the area that you need to inject. Once that is ready, the filtration stops. It takes about probably between 5 to 11 minutes or so, and the filtration is complete. Then you harvest the platelet therapy off. It's a closed system, so there is no risk of infection. And once you have this, you get about 6 to 8 cc's of final product, and that is administered as needed where the animal is hurting.
Now, the pet, as I understand, is either sedated or is under a light level of anesthesia. I know I've given injections into joints, and I'm sure some of the people listening right now have had injections into their joints. And it's not one of the nicest sensations in the world. So is that the main reason why this pet is sedated or under anesthesia?
You know, if you have an animal that is more active or young, we've sedated also to take the blood. Some animals, as you know, you could have them sit, the tech holds the animal's head, and you take the blood, and they are perfect. So you don't even need to sedate it when you take the blood. But because, as you said, the injection is highly specific, the animal is under minimum time because you do want to hit the proper site, whether it's a knee, whether it's an elbow, whether it's a hip, and that is the time of sedation.
Very understandable because, yes, these animals are in pain. And
these animals in pain. Exactly.
Right, touching that painful joint is no thank you. I really prefer if you don't. Now, I have a feeling I know the answer to this, and people listening may still say, you know, all right, this is a wonderful therapy, and why can't I just order a vial of plasma and a universal donor and I can just give that instead of having to draw blood from my dog because, oh, I really don't want to have it, you know, poked in the vein and have its own blood drawn. Why
can't I? You know what the difference is that these are these granules. There are many different type of growth factors within these platelets. So what you want to do is you're concentrating. That's the key to whether you're concentrating, whether you're using a centrifugation or whether you're using filtration, whatever system you're using, this particular system concentrates the platelets to a certain amount that when you redirect into the site of injury, they're getting a magnitude of dose. So you really just can't take a blood. It's the filter mechanism that concentrates the platelets, and then that is delivered to the injury.
But my question also is, why can't I just order a vial of, you've made it, you shipped it to me, frozen, however I get this, of a platelet-rich plasma. It's a
of another dog of that dog.
Yes, it's a universal, somebody else's. And you're saying we can't do this because of?
Well, I think it's better if the animal receives its own blood and it has its own, you know, using it. Even though it's universal, you don't want any instance of immune reaction. This is definitely much safer. And actually, the animal comes in for an office visit, and it could be done in 1.5 hours.
That is nice, because if listeners remember when we were chatting about stem cells before, pet comes in, goes under anesthesia, the harvesting of the fat is done. It then is shipped to a special lab. There are some systems where the stem cell therapy can be done in office, and it's using, as you mentioned, centrifugation, spinning these cells down and getting various fractions and then injecting it back. but probably right now one of the grandfather, the founding company of stem cells, at least in veterinary medicine. It's shipping it off, they treat it, and then you get it back in a day or two, and again, it requires another go-around of anesthesia. So this is one-time sedation or anesthesia. That's much nicer and safer for the pet, too.
It's safer, it's easier, because it is. It's a one visit, and it's done so quickly. And there is no, it's just a withdrawing of blood. There's no sending it out. There's no shipping. And as you said, it's quick and easy. Absolutely.
Dr. Schaefer, you also had alluded a couple of times to the fact that the age of the pet seems to make a difference. And reading online some of the techniques and questions that people have about this platelet-rich plasma, that the age of the pet, the younger they are, they seem to do better. Why do they speculate this is true?
Well, I could tell you personally, I'm getting up there in age, and I hurt much more than I did when I was younger.
So, I appreciate that.
I respond less, you know, I don't respond as fast either. So the older you get, I think people know, the harder we respond to treatment and mechanisms and whatever. Someone young always kicks back much faster. And that's basically what we're seeing here. We're seeing animals that are over 10, over 12 years of age, take a little bit longer, need a little bit more attention, are hurting a bit longer. Even as we said, if this platelet therapy or calling on stem cells, the body's mechanism, the body's age is older, so it would recoil, it would take a little bit more time.
Can you give more than one of these treatments of the platelet-rich plasma?
You know what? Very interesting. Let me tell you about a case I had. We did, an animal came in and the knee, you know, was hurting and it was limping and it had an ACL done and had a knee repair. But we did this.
Had a football injury.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we gave this particular therapy, and then after 3 months, we saw, oh, you know, the animal is, you know, back to limping or whatever. Let's re-examine it. What we found out, and many times, is, you know, this, it's the knee injury, but this is based on the hip. The origin of the problem was the hip. So what happened was is that we did a second injection to this particular dog, and we then delivered it at the same time, because with the amount of solution that you get, you could do more than one joint. So we gave it back into the knee, but we also gave it into the hip. That particular dog, I must say, after many, many, many months, is like running around the yard, because we found the origin of the problem and we also gave it another injection.
And it's not impossible when one joint is affected to find multiples, kind of like you and I getting mature. Yeah, it's your back, it's your hip, it's your elbow, it's your neck. Oh, yeah, it's kind of all over.
Well, your right knee and then your left knee, and your right hip and then your left hip. You're absolutely right.
Now,
that's what's good about this, is because if you're doing a diagnosis with 8 cc's, 6 to 8 cc's of final product, you can deliver a certain amount of quantity of the therapy. Okay, I'm going to put some in the right knee, and I think the left knee is coming to pass that it's going to have a problem. I'll give it in the left knee also. So that's what's good about it. At the same intervention, you could give it in multiple joints.
Now, not to put you in a corner and put you on the spot, with stem cell therapy, I'd mentioned that I have this one dog I've been treating with a very unique skin problem, and we were able to use the stem cell therapy intravenously, so it could go all over the body. And they're saying with stem cell therapy, at least this particular company that I work with, that, okay, you can inject some into the hip or the knee, but then you can also give some intravenously, so it can kind of affect all those other joints too. Is there work in progress for using platelets in a similar fashion?
I think more clinical studies are needed to take place in order for that. We have not seen delivering it IV is as effective as delivering it to the site, because what happens is that when you're putting in these platelets into the inflammation site, those platelets see where they are and actually are activated, or they burst open and those granules are released. If you do that intravenously, I do not believe that will happen unless they find the site of where the inflammation is. And it's very interesting what you're saying with stem cells, because, you know, keeping up with the literature and keeping up with what's happening out there with stem cells, we see that if you deliver it intravenously, And this is just recently at the veterinary conference. They say over 80% are grabbed by like the lungs and it doesn't get to the site. So it is, it's interesting, and I think more studies are needed.
Good answer. Okay, another answer. Stem cell, going back to stem cell therapy is not inexpensive. There are many times when my clients say, oh, that sounds awesome. How much? And I tell them, they go, next. So is this my next? Is this my next?
Well, you know, that's also a nice comparison between the two processes, because the cost of this is, you know, I can't specifically say what the cost is because it's the veterinarian, what he charges and how much time he puts in and the anesthesia and everything else. But this is actually probably at least a quarter of the price of the stem cell therapy. It's very affordable, very quick, and I think owners wouldn't have a problem being told or them asking the veterinarian to use this particular therapy.
Would you happen to know there are several, and this goes across many different companies, would you know offhand if some of the pet insurance, health insurance companies would cover a therapy such as this platelet therapy?
I think it's new. It is being covered in the horse, in the equine market, because most of the people that have insurances, it is covered. It is something that's on now the insurance radar, and I think it will be.
Well, you talked about horses and dogs, and there are some of us who happen to have cats. There's a lot of cats.
I'm a cat lover.
And here are these little kitties. Yes, they can get arthritis. And right now there is no FDA-approved non-steroidal anti-inflammatory for cats. And there are times I will use a canine product and inform people these are the side effects possibilities. You know, you need to basically sign off because it is not approved. I use it all the time, used to my own pets. But how about platelet therapy for cats?
Well, you know, now that we went from horses to dogs, that's probably where we're going also, because we do, I'm a cat lover, and we need to address other animals, and cats are out there that could use this particular treatment. What we do here is that we do clinical studies and we do characterization of the product. We're not here just to say, okay, now that it works here, let's give it to everybody. We characterize it because, as you know, all the animals are different. So we've done it for the horses, and then it took us 18 months to characterize it for the dog, and we had this particular product that we said, now we know what we're delivering, how it works, how the filtration device works, so we plan on doing the same exact thing for the feline, for the cats. We certainly, I think that's our next project.
The kitties appreciate it. So, Dr. Schaefer, I've learned a lot about platelet-rich plasma today, and it's something that really has, I'm very enthusiastic about giving it a try, and I need to learn more, but I have a feeling there are going to be several of my listeners who are going, oh, I want to use this on my dog, go in and talk to their veterinarian, and their veterinarian will probably give them the same blank look I had at the start of this hour. What? What is this all about?
What is that?
So how does a pet owner learn more, and how does a veterinarian learn more about this technology?
Well, we just, after doing all these studies, we now aligned ourselves with a distributor known as MWI. And part of MWI, there is an orthopedic division known as Securos. And so now, between their website, which is www.securos.com, or ours, which is paul.com, Animal Health, people can read about it. We have our results of the study that was just given in March, and vets could read about it. And now we are, this is the process right now, is education. And we're going out there and educating the veterinarians, and we're educating the pet owners. So this is exactly the movement that we're looking for.
Well, Dr. Schaefer, I appreciate it. I know I've gone up the learning curve. I know that my listeners have gone up that learning curve. I think this really holds tremendous promise. Having heard that my hospital manager's horse has improved dramatically after injuring a tendon, and the owner's just ecstatic about this, I am anxious to try this on some dogs, and hopefully in the near future, try it on some cats, because my kitties are getting older themselves. So, Dr. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today. I wish you great success Listeners, I hope that if your pet never suffers from osteoarthritis, but we know that it's out there, and if it is, best thing to do is always ask your veterinarian, bring it to their attention, and this may be a therapy that will help. Dr. Schaefer, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next week. We'll have more information on how you can be the best pet owner possible. Take care, and thanks for listening to The Pet Doctor.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.